However, it may be dramatic.
January 12th, poetry is my clean date. I'm real nervous. Somebody just asked me, I think it's Mike, wherever he can tape this. I'm going anywhere but to tape. In 5 minutes, we'll be done and out of here. I'm really nervous. My husband said coming up here is, it's an honor. And, maybe it is, but I'm scared right now, and you get that gut feeling and you decide, once I get started, I'm sure it will be okay and God will kick in for me and turn this over a little bit and he'll be able to speak to me what I need to say. I don't go back a whole lot in my younger days. What I thought my family was, I thought was a functional family. Now that I'm in Narcotics Anonymous and I see other things and I've learned how to live a different way of life, I know that some of that stuff really wasn't so okay. Back it up a little bit. I have two brothers, a sister that's 7 years younger and two older brothers. And one thing I can say is I never got in anywhere until I became a member of Narcotics Anonymous. I struggled all my life trying to fit in where I belong, who I belong. I was trying to do what other people wanted me to do. And it was always because I was trying to fill that void and that love and trying to get, what I needed. And the hole was so big inside of me, and that just carried throughout my life. So I never knew anything about Narcotics Anonymous. Didn't even know there was such a thing existed. And to be honest, I never even think I had a problem or that I was even an addict for a long time. I came to the rooms for 2 years with my husband. Now it wasn't my husband then. And I would do all the readings and do everything, but I never would say I was an addict. And some people used to get real pissed off, and I'd say, it's an open meeting. I can say and do what I want, now is that, and now I see that that was all just reservation for me. And so I let all that go. Nothing really started to sink in, and I really never started working the program in my life today. Was married, my first marriage, I was married 22 years. I have two boys, 26 and 28. So don't try to figure that out how old I am, because I don't like my age. I'm still 29. For people that know me, my age is a big problem, and that really bothers me a whole lot. And I'm starting to realize, I'm going to be jumping all over. I just feel like I'm all over the place right now. I changed sponsors 2 years ago. And I just said to somebody today, I really wish I would have had her at the beginning of my recovery. Not that my other sponsor wasn't good, that she didn't get me where I need to be, but I'll tell you what. I feel like I'm back at the beginning and being a newcomer again because I have learned to do, she has taught me and helped me to do different things in my life today that doesn't cause the insanity in my life, and I can stop and get a grip on things before things get too out of control. That also comes with growth being in a program and sticking and staying. You hear all the sayings, sticking and staying, meeting makers make it. Some people just brush that off. That doesn't mean after you get 60, 90 days you brush it off. I still go to a lot of meetings today, and if I don't, I'm really off my square, and yesterday I was really off my square. And I don't let nobody know that, though. Only the people that are close, they know how I am and how I get. And then I need to just regroup and get to a meeting. When I get to a meeting, I get real peaceful again. It could be a really bad day. It could be a bad thing to have. Everything could be crazy. But you know what? I get to a meeting, and I get really peaceful and okay. That's my safe zone. I always call that my safe zone. A lot of good people, It was so nice coming. I was excited getting here today to see everybody. I love it. I love being with people. And I do love babies. And I love kids. And that gives, I have a little bit of time, so it gives the mothers that are young, it gives them a little bit of time to sit and listen and try to get focused and get their lives together. But I love babies. If I could have a baby today, I would. And my mother always said it was a good thing I had that, done, because I probably would have had a baby I'd have talked him into it. I know I would have. And he always says we'd have probably fought like crazy because we don't agree on a lot of things. And, we're like, sometimes we're just so opposite, and other times we're like right on target with everything. But the way my life is today and the way it was before I came into Narcotics Anonymous, even with my first husband, is a lot different today. And that doesn't mean that everything is great, and it doesn't mean that you don't have things going on in your life. Because it's life. It's life. What I've learned how to do is how to deal with things a little bit better today in my life. Learn from my mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes. I'm not perfect. I'm never going to be, and I don't try to be. I am who I am, and I try to be that same person when I'm here and when I'm outside these rooms. Sometimes I shoot from the hip and say things maybe a little bit too harsh so I shouldn't say it, the way I say it. And that's starting to get a little bit better. I'm starting to filter things a little bit before I say things out of my mouth that shouldn't come out. So let's just back it up a little bit. Growing up, I didn't really have when I speak, somebody says that when I speak, I cry all the time. And it's not a sad cry. It's like, it's very emotional for me inside, and I have a life that I have today. And sometimes that other life can be so far away that it doesn't even seem like me. I'm like here looking down and looking over here, you know, but it is what it is. And, I didn't have a good childhood. My dad was on my butt. And in his eyes, I never did anything wrong, you know, and he passed away and I lost a part of me. That will never come back. That part of me is dead, it's gone, and that sadness is always there. But by working my fourth step, I have learned how to get past some of that stuff. And up until then, I didn't. And I still cry about it, and I still miss him. But I'm able to talk about it today, and that's what I've learned in Narcotics Anonymous. The more I talk about pain shared is pain lesson, you hear it all the time. I don't share everything in a discussion meeting. I really don't share a whole lot at a discussion meeting because, you know, I go to a lot of meetings and I need to listen. I'm the type that I get more absorbed. And then if I have something to share and I need to share, I will share. But I'm not one to really be in front of a lot of people and do stuff. I always was striving for I was very close to my mom and she's alive yet today. And, my mom never even said she loved me until probably about 3 years ago. It was the first time I ever heard her say that, you know. But in her way, I guess the way she raised and what she did, she really, that was her way of saying she loved me, you know? But I always wanted her to just, and again, by working my fourth step, I've learned how to let her be where she's at. Can't change her. All I can do is change how I feel and what I do inside here. And then after, in the last 3 years, my relationship with my mother has gotten a lot better. I talked to her all the time. I always did. But I always had that, like, oh, God, I got to get done, you know. And I go, and then I can't wait to leave, you know. And now it's like, it's part of me sad when I leave because she's getting, she's not doing real good. A couple months ago, we got a little scare, and I thought, oh, my God, she's driving a shame, you know. And it's like another loss. I feel like another loss is coming, you know. And who will I be? And what will I be? You know. So let's back up. I didn't even think I had a problem, like I said, and after I got divorced, the first time was after 22 years. That was a real shock. Up until that point, I was never a good marriage. Guess I was really wrong. Didn't take my blinders off or something. I don't know. Or I really seen things and I was in denial about a lot of things. I really don't know because I was safe. I was able to stay home with my kids and raise my kids and be with my children. So I don't know if I really didn't see things or if it was just I didn't want to see the things that was going on. And then finally, I really did, and then I ended up being on my own, and I was lost. All I did was exist for a year. And in turn, the people that I were hanging with partied a lot. And they used to make fun of me, because I'll tell you what, I was a late bloomer doing all this stuff. But as I know now today, when I look back at my life, it's the behaviors. I had all the behaviors from when I was young up. I used to steal like crazy and give kids stuff in school so that I could fit in. You know what I mean? Like, it was always that feeling, that boy thing. So anyhow, I started hanging with a group of these people, and our kids were in all karate together, and there was a bar across the, it was an eating place, and they used to make fun of me because I would just get Coke all the time, and then he starts, well, then I started wanting to fit in, so I started, and then that was it. You know, I had a real bad car accident, wasn't my fault, but my mother, and I didn't think anybody knew this, just how blind we are, you know, we think everybody can be a secret, nobody knows anything, and my mother said to me, was you drinking? And I said, what do you mean? No. And I said, Mom, they took a test on me right away, you know, because I was out of it for a while. But anyhow, so I still didn't think there was anything wrong. And then my mom was sick, and they took her by ambulance. And all my family was there when I got to the hospital. And I said, oh, my God, they're getting an intervention on me or something. They're all in this room. And it was my mom said, your face is so red. Was you drinking again? Like, she always would do things in front of people to embarrass me. Like, I always felt like I was being embarrassed. And that's probably why a lot of things still carry over with me with my husband today. He just said this the other day, because I always think he's saying stuff about me. It's because I was always like, I knew that, you know, I'm always looking for him. Anybody in the room could tell you look okay and everything's okay, but you know what? Sometimes I just want your other half or your partner to be that, you know? It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Sometimes you just want that. And sometimes I let all that other stuff sometimes blind some things. And that's some things I'm working on, and that's with the sponsor I have now. She's really helped me work on, you know, I didn't think I had low self-esteem, but obviously I do. And, you know, I always thought, you know, because I worked and I was able to make a living, I was able to take care of my kids, and I didn't have a self-esteem. Well, that isn't what it's about anyhow, so I'm starting to figure that out. And So again, I was married 22 years, and I took off to the races, and I was, you know, I had another wreck. That was my fault, and I told the guy just to shut up and give me his stuff. Don't call the cops. It'll be okay. And I went 2 blocks down and went to the next bar. That's like, when I look at it now, all the insanity that I had. Thank God I didn't go to jail and I didn't get picked up, because then, you know, and I was always afraid I was going to lose my kids if my ex ever found out what I was doing and stuff. So I thought I was being sneaky and sly. So anyhow, like I said, by working the steps in my life today, I always refer back to steps when I'm talking to the women in the meetings. I always try to go back to that. Not that I do it every day, because I don't. Sometimes I get crazy and I'm way out there, and then I have to get a grip. And but I have two boys, like I said, 26 and 28. You know, my oldest one moved out a couple years ago, and you know, I still miss him. I miss him. I always miss him. And when I go to this house, I still cry when he leaves. He's there, Mom. He always goes, Mom, you know, because I think I make him feel bad. So my mom says, oh, you're always making him feel bad. I'm not trying to do that. I just miss him. And I just think it's because, you know what, I could see where they were at, and I always knew that they were safe, and I had that control. The only thing I knew I could take care of was my kids, you know. And now I feel like I'm, like, out in left field again, you know. And that's like saying with the girls who sponsor, you know, and it's like after a little bit of time, they start to spread their wings a little bit, and they move away from me a little bit, and I have one that's going to be moving. And when she first said she was moving, I'm like, son of a bitch. Oh, sorry, is that kid's on? See, I'm getting bad with that, too, because usually the other one's flying out of my mouth. And I said, oh, my God, she's moving. It's like, not that she's moving that far away, but, like, my when change happens in my life, I get real undone when there's change. And now, like, I'll still see her, but she's not going to be at the same meetings I always went to. I'm like, oh, what's that? Why is she doing this to me, you know? She probably never knew that. I've never been saying anything to her about any of that. But it's, like, really, it's been really, like, laying on me, and, it's like I always feel like when somebody gets close to me, then I lose them. You know, maybe that's why sometimes I have a lot of trouble with it. Sometimes we get into it, you know, and I think it's because I'm always afraid, you know, I'll just go ahead and maybe I'll sabotage this or do this because then I won't get hurt. You know what I mean? And when you live life like that, you lose the grit in your life. And that's what that I'm starting to learn now, that I'm getting better with some things and learning how to deal with some things, and that I'm not always worrying about what's over here because I'm destroying what's over here. Life is life. It can be really hectic. It can be great. You know, when all I know is when it's good, you can bet that tornado is coming around the corner somewhere. And it's how I deal with things now. I try to have a little bit of space in my thoughts before I react or yell. And I just said to somebody today, that it's time to help things and time in the program and work and things. And, the way I react to things, the way that even, in my marriage today, the way we were in the beginning and the way we are now, it's like we're not even the same people. It's like different. It's totally different. For me, I'll speak for myself because I'm not sure what he's saying over there. But like it's different how we are today. And that's just time. And you know, that like our families are different today. You know, two families joining together was hard. There's times it's still a little difficult, but not like it was. Now it just seems like we are the family again, you know, my oldest boy has pulled his horns in a little bit. Now they actually, you know, they get along and they talk. Not that they never talk, but it was always that wall there. I don't know if my older one thought he was always taking care of me. Now Joe moved in and he had rules and he had different things and da 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 da. That's like so different today. Now my youngest son and him have always gotten along. There were times at the beginning, you know, but not. There's always been a bond with them. I don't know. I can't explain. There's always been a bond. You know, and this Father's Day, he got him a card, and, you know, and I read it. I didn't even tell. He doesn't care. He had it sitting out. It wasn't like I was sneaking. I read it, and at the bottom, he put, like, that he loved him, you know? I'm like, oh, my God, you know? It's like, that tells me my kids are okay today, you know, that they're not so sad like I thought they were, and that their lives are they're moving on, and I got to let them have their own journey and live their lives. My younger one's a lot like me. He has my personality, and he's very obsessive. He likes to do things, you know, and they think we're stupid, you know. But a couple months ago, it was getting a little crazy. He was coming in pretty late every night. He was in his last year at school, and he was coming in a little later. 3-4 in the morning, ain't cutting it anymore. So that's trouble. And I talked to him about it, and he's great. He listens. He never yells. He just says, they just put their hand up and go, Mom. And I said, you're going to have a seat next to me. I said, you need to stop. Slow it down a little bit. Well, he buried one of his friends 2 weeks ago that he died. It wasn't one of the ones he hangs close with, but it was an acquaintance in there. But prior to that, he started coming home a little bit early, although I guess he came in a little late last night. And I knew where he was going. He told me where he was going to go, but I don't care if he's going to the friend's house. I just worry, like, that there's something happening. Or maybe because of how I was, I'm always thinking that they're doing something they shouldn't be doing. And they probably are. You know, I just take the blinders off sometimes. Sometimes I don't want them off. But I tell you, this program has given me a whole different perspective on life, what I do and how I do things. And the girls I sponsor, you know, when I see them coming in, you know, and then when they stick and stay and they start to listen, you know, sometimes I say the suggestion. It's just suggestions. You know what? You don't want to listen to what I have to say, then don't just take it and F me and whatever and hang up on me like they do or whatever. And it's okay. We're not bosses in here. I'm not their boss, you know. I'm just a friend. I'm another friend just trying to help another friend get another day clean. You know, they help me more than they probably even think they do because they keep me grounded. And when I see them and I start working with them and we start to step, it helps me go back to like, oh, my God, back there, you know, first, second step back there. You know, I never had trouble with the God of my understanding. And I truly believe that the things that had to happen in my life to get me to where I am today is my higher power that got me here, and he saved me. Because, see, I always thought I wasn't an addict because I didn't do enough. I didn't do what my husband did. I didn't do enough what other people did. You know what I know today is, though, I don't have to justify who I am. I don't have to justify how much what I did. And because you maybe did this and my drug wasn't as bad as that, whatever it might be, that's not what it's about. You know, it's 90% us, 10% the drug. And when you put that drug down and you start having to change the behaviors. And now I feel like I'm too old to start changing. I feel like it's going to take me forever and I'm going to die before I get to even be where I'm at. I feel like I'm on my downhill slide now, you know. And I think that's why I get real anxious sometimes and I'm real obsessive with things because, like, you know, I lost a lot of my life. And at 40, I had to start all over again. And my husband and we just, like, do things and we buy and we go and we go and we go. It's because I feel like I'm never going to have enough time to get everything in my life that I want it to be in my life. You know, I'm very obsessive, and I've been trying to work on that. You know, my sponsor tells me to sit still a little bit. She tells me how to maybe help with that. You know, I say the serenity prayer 100 times sometimes. Sometimes I scream in the car sometimes, when I'm by myself, or sometimes I just say, God, couldn't you just help me? You know, I'm dying here, you know. You know, back it up a little bit. I used to have, you know, when I'd get upset or anything, I used to get really sick in the stomach all the time, all the time. I used to heave it all the time. And that's what the steps are so wonderful, is that you learn how to use them in your life. And that's what I learned how to use that first step in my life and how I do it. Just like, you know, when I get sick, if I don't get sick that first time and I don't let them know even, I'm not going to keep doing it. It's like that reaction thing, you know, and I get real undone. Now I pray and I ask God to help me today. And I truly mean it. I don't just say it just to say it. Or when I'm in a jackpot, I just don't ask God to help me. And I make a mistake and I F up and I do something. You know, I ask God, you know, I try to see what I could have done different maybe and learn from that mistake. And don't try to keep going back, because my sponsor keeps telling me, you keep beating yourself up about the things in the past. I can't change any of it. All I can do is change what I do today. Do I still do things yet? You know, it's just we're human. I don't use a character defect as an excuse why I do something. If I'm going to do it, I do it. And then I'll just say I did it because I have a character defect to flare it up. You know what? When I do something, I know it's wrong. It's in the gut. You know, you feel it. Does that make me a bad person? I used to think I was a really, really bad person. But I don't know anywhere else that you can get the love that you get from the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Like I said, the first 2 years I was here, I used to rip and roar all by myself. My husband worked a lot. He was never around. We weren't married at the time, but he wasn't around a whole lot. He was a work shift. He worked a lot, more than he does now. And I used to go to meetings all the time. I was always going everywhere. And I will never forget, we went to the convention, Seven Springs, my first time up at the convention. And he was going golfing. His buddy's out there, son, he's going to go golfing. There he is, self-centered. Come up here. But I'll tell you what. When they talk about that spiritual awakening, Deborah from Oakmont, she used to be from Springdale in Oakmont. She said to me one day, she said, that's that spiritual awakening you had, Eve, when I went to Seven Springs. I cannot wait for the convention to come. There are so many people and so much love. And you just hang, I can, you know, and I'm the type, probably you can tell, I can go anywhere and probably talk to anybody. I can go in the grocery store and I can tell you everybody's life story before I get out of line. You know, But that convention that day, he was gone most of the day. I ran, and I ran all day to meetings. It's about closing that hole up on the inside of me. And every once in a while wants to peek its eyes back open again, you know, and I have to shut it back up again. But, you know, sometimes you have to feel a little pain. Sometimes we have to go through some stuff and then figure it out and try to regroup and go from there. You know, my mother-in-law is also not well. I don't know where this is all coming from today, but anyhow, you know, her and I have been together. I mean, it's been 11 years. It's always her and I and my husband, or we go, we do, you know, she's on my bowling, we bowl together, you know, and I believe that God put me in her life because her daughter lives far away in Erie, but I mean, I don't get to see her, and you know, like, she doesn't have anybody else but us, and I feel like now, like, I looked at this the other day, and I'm real grateful my sister takes care of my mom, lives with my mom, and I feel like that God gave me this chance to be able to take care of her and be with her, and, she's like the other side. I mean, she's my other hand, you know, and, both of our mothers are just like, they're getting older, you know. Life is showing up. And I want to, like, take this key and change her back to the way she was. I can't. So all I can do is just be the best person I can today and try to be with her and hang with her. And she's still in my bowling league, you know. And I'm not saying she doesn't drive me crazy sometimes, because she sure does, and I'll come home and, oh, to him, you know. But for the most part, I'll tell you what, she's more like my mother than my own mother. And I guess that's, I get that scared feeling, and I don't want to, like, lose her. But the reality is, you know, we all are going to die someday. So what I have to do is I have to keep that in perspective. You know, I could die tomorrow. And then I think, well, what do my kids think? Do they look at me and think, oh, my mother's got to live. You know, she hobbles along, her hips going bad, you know. And my other son says, you're shrinking. That's osteo, I guess, checking in. I don't know. But I have to, like, wonder what they think now, you know, because I'm thinking this about our family, you know. But the good thing is that I can feel all this. I can deal with it today in my life. And I don't have to take up. Yesterday's the first day in a long time that I said something. I don't even have to say it now, but I had a really, really rough day. But see, then when I get home, I say everything's okay. Because, see, I don't want nobody to know that I'm having a rough day. Because, see, that's it. I've always had to do things on my own. I've always had to be, like, take care of everything myself. And it's real hard for me to let somebody come in and take care of me. Nobody can save me. That's one thing I can say. Nobody can save me. My husband can't save me. My friends can't save me. The only person that I can take and take care of myself in here is me. It's nice to have that comfort and that support beside me. You know what? I have to take care of it in here. Do I wish he could take it away? Yeah, I wish he could wave that wand. And sometimes he gets real angry at me because he wants to know what's going on. Sometimes I just don't want to talk about it. Like, I shut down. See, that's my thing. When I get sad, I shut down real fast. When I get hurt and my feelings get hurt, I shut down real fast. And then I think everything comes bad, but I'm really not. I'm just hurt. And I don't want you to know that I'm hurt, so I step back a little bit from it. But getting back to, when Mike asked me to speak, you know, I was going to lie and tell him I had to work. Because sometimes I truly do work on Saturdays when my husband works. But I really didn't know a month from now if I was going to be working or not, you know. But I really didn't want to speak because I really don't like to be in front of a lot of people. But God kicked in and I sort of calmed down a little bit. And I'm more like one-on-one. I love to talk to people in a little group or one-on-one with people. And what I can tell you is... take the suggestions, you know. Sometimes we get pissed off. I only want to hear them from my own sponsor, you know. I think, oh, who she thinks he's talking to? In my mind. I don't say that. In my mind, I say it. And, but, you know, like, the suggestions are there to help us. They're not to harm us. And I can take it or leave it. And that's what she tells me. You know, this is how I would do it. This is what I do. You make your own decisions. And that's what I try to tell the girls today that I sponsor. You know, at the beginning, I was always like, you got to do it this way. And because I want to save them. They're like my kids. You know, you want to save them and scoop them under your wings. And they're my little ducks, you know, and I can't. What I've learned to do is let my sponsees make their mistakes. This is a journey. This is life. It's not going to go away. But it's a journey that I want to stay on, you know. And I have a choice today. See, I have a choice. No matter what I do, I have a choice whether I want to use or I want to stay. But yesterday I said something that came out of my mouth that I really didn't like. And I First of all, I was screaming at somebody. If I could have got out of my car, I probably would have. But my purse was in the way and I couldn't get out. So that was probably God helping me not go to jail on that one. See, what happens is because I'm angry, the person that really shouldn't be getting it is the one that's getting it, you know. And sometimes I don't even know why I'm angry or sad or anxious. You know, you get like all caught up in everything and the life kicks in. And sometimes I get real overwhelmed with things. And what happens is I start to like forget and lose perspective on my life and try to get things back where I need it to be. So, you know, I got back in the car and I said, you know, I just had a drink. And I'm like, where did that come from? Where the hell did that come from? See, that's that disease. It's always there. It is so cutting, baffling. And, you know, they say that in the text. And you know what? It's there all the time. My disease is always there. I know I have it. I believe it. I don't die of it anymore. Do I think that I can hang in there with it for a little bit? We were just talking out there a little bit today. Do I think I could and I can maintain for a while? Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. But the thing is, see, I don't want to open that door up, and I don't ever want to lose what I've got so far in Narcotics Anonymous. Because, see, I know I still have a lot to go if I live. See, I go if I live. I hate my agent. And, you know, I have a stepdaughter, you know. I wish it was different than it is. I just have to accept it where it's at, too. Not that we don't get along, we see each other, we're fine. I guess I wanted to scoop her up just like, you know, with my kids. And you know, the kids were a little bit older when we got together, so it's like it's a little different that way, you know. I wish she was a little different, the way we could do things, the way I wish we could do things. But, you know, I don't want to step on her toes with her mom, you know. I never wanted to, like, get into that, you know, like, so I don't know. I wish it was a little different. Just like I'm sure that those things, you know, it was a little different with my old son. But now things are getting a little bit better. And maybe in time, and I just keep thinking things will get a little different with our even, you know. You know, our kids are really, really spoiled. They may not think they are, but I think they are. And that's probably because of the way that my life lived. You know, there was times, and this isn't to be sad or people feel sorry for me. Like, I didn't have a whole lot. And I used to just wish that one day I'd get up on Christmas Day and there'd be something there that for me, you know. And my brothers would have everything, you know. And I got teased a lot in school because I had to wear my brother's clothes, or I wore boy clothes. And that was really tough. I hated school. I didn't do well in school. If I could have got out on my own, I'd have got out. That now I guess you could sign yourself out at 18. I don't even know. But anyhow, I mean, I didn't have a whole lot. And that's probably why I have the clothes and stuff that I do now. But I don't do it as much. Let's back that out. I don't do it as much. I used to shop. One of my friends, there's only two people that I was hanging with outside the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And they respected me. See, that's the thing. You respect me. They didn't. They never, ever, ever put me in that. The second one has lately, and I haven't talked to her for a while now because she made a comment to me. Don't you ever miss drinking? Yeah, I miss it. Why would you even ask me something like that? You're my friend, you know. Like, she knows where I'm at. She knows the time. Why would you say that? But anyhow, that's neither here nor there. But my other friend, I haven't seen her for a while because she's had grandchildren. She's been watching them and stuff. But anyhow, we used to shop, and this is God's truth. I used to shop. Sometimes 3 to 5 times a week, I would shop, just shop. And there was times that we would go to Boss Cops. The one time, people were laughing at us. We both, because she doesn't think she's a natty, but let me tell you. See, I think everybody now needs a program just because you may not use the drug, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of other things. But we used to walk out. We had two big bags. We were dragging them of shoes. Because we can't walk through the mall like this at the Butler Mall. I said, we can't walk like this. Well, we can do all these shoes. Do you think I even wore any of them? I have carrying them out to the car like this. And then we went and shot more. And, you know, the obsessiveness that I have, if there was a shirt on sale, I'd have to get all the color. Like, where are you going to wear all this shirt? Like, what a mess. You know? And then it went to, that didn't fill the void anymore. See, this is what I guess I'm getting at, closing that hole up. See, that didn't fill my void. And then I went to, you could probably go downstairs and shop, because between paper towels, toilet paper, soap, shampoo. Now, I just still do have a lot down there, but it's not near like I used to. I buy, you know, when it was 12 packs of toilet paper, I'd buy 4 of them. Like, where are you, like, there's not going to be no toilet paper anywhere. And soap, I'd have them all stacked up. And if he takes one out of the drawer of the soap, I'd have to put more in, you know what I mean? Like, that's that obsession. That's because I was still not okay in here. Do I still do stuff like that? I still, like I said, I don't have near what we had down. Now it looks bare. It looks really bare downstairs. But, and then I went to gambling. You know, today I still worry about things. I think about things, you know, and when I don't want to feel what I'm feeling, that's when I do something that's jacked up. And then I pay the price. See, there's always consequences. And whether that's, you know, the most consequence I think it is that I lost my soul. You know, you lose your soul again. We were just talking about that, you know. That's why I love my Course in Miracles. I don't ever, ever want to go back to feeling the way I used to feel. Never. Ever. All I did was exist then. I live today. I live today. I enjoy my life. I wish that I had just, and I met my husband, like we talk about this all the time, we wish we could have met like way before and had a lot more time to do things that we want to do. And you know, we bicker, we do. That's just, you know, that's life. I'm headstrong and he's headstrong, but he's more than me. No, seriously, this program has taught me how to be a little bit better of a wife, a better of a mom, and a daughter, and a friend. And I'm glad we got to come up here. I thank Mike and where's Edgar? Me. You know, I don't know if you got anything out of what I had to say today. All I know is that give yourself a chance. Beat yourself up. Move past it. Can't change anything we did even 5 minutes ago. All I can do is change what I do in my life today. Am I always going to be all right? No. Am I going to be a good person? I try to be the best of my ability I can. And when I'm not, I know it. And sometimes our mouth can be a sharp tongue and a double-bladed sword, you know, and sometimes his words can hurt, and that's something I've been trying to get better with. And you know, take the suggestions, and it is, get a sponsor, get a home group. You know, I'm not as active in my home group, and that's kind of been laying on my heart a little bit too. And you know, sometimes I have a tendency to, because we have time, doesn't that mean that we're exempt from being what we should be doing in our home group and doing things? I don't give a darn if I was at my home group for the first 4 years and was a treasurer for, and all that stuff like that. You know what? That doesn't make it okay that I don't do anything there today. That's wrong. It's wrong. I know that today. Have I done anything about it yet? I'm getting there. I'm just a little slower getting there. You know, I'm debating on whether I should change home groups, you know, and that's not what I want, because you know what? People change. Your groups change. No matter where you go, there's change. When something changes, I can't keep running. I need to stick there and try to maybe help it out a little bit, you know, and try to get a little bit better. You know, I wasn't going to go to my home group last night. He was working, so my excuse was, he's working. I don't need to go. I don't need a meeting today. But I went. Because you know what? That's the right thing to do. That's where I should have been. And I felt better when I left there. You know, I always do. I can be really stressed. When I get to a meeting, I'm okay. Even if it's just for that hour that I'm there, I'm okay. I don't do service. I do service. Somebody else told me, you know, you don't have to go and be an area service to do a service. Just being a sponsor, helping out your home group, doing things like that is also a service. See, I always thought that I was really, really a bad person. Because, like, I really don't. My first sponsor, and she always told me that I wouldn't do good at the area because I am a little bit vocal and I don't take a lot of scuff. And she said I'd probably always be arguing and fighting all the time. That was nice, huh? That's not who I am today. That's not who I want to be today. Now, this sponsor keeps trying to get me because, you know, I'm going to get you to do something. Even if it's just something little, you know. But I'm not really good at, like, being in a lot of that stuff. I'm more better at, like, being at my home. I just like being more in a smaller thing. And that's not for everybody. We're all different. Nobody's the same. How I work my program is maybe not how you work your program. What I know today is I don't take anything. I don't take any shit from anybody. And I don't choose to play in the chaos that goes on. You know, if you want chaos, you can find it anywhere. And people say, oh, you know, I'm going to change this group. I'm going to do here. You know what? They're all this. Everybody's the same. Just because you jump from one here place to here, people are all the same. You can find what you want out of a meeting wherever you go. You want to get recovery out of me? You're going to get recovery out of me. You want to get in the chaos? You're going to get in the chaos. You want to cheat on your spouse? You want to cheat on your partner? You're going to find it because you're going to hang with those people to do that. And I'll be the first one. You know what? I don't co-sign anybody's shit. They get mad at me and they want to move on from me. That's okay. But I don't play with that. You know what? But again, everybody has their own way of doing things. What my way is, maybe not be your way. It's about giving suggestions, letting the people make their own mistakes and learn how to live their life and move on. This is a journey. And when they say it's a journey, it's a good journey. You may have a little bumps in the road, little holes here and there. You know what? It's okay. You know, one of my sponsees came up with me. My husband came up with me. He was supposed to golf today, and I don't know really all the whole story. He tells me that, you know, they waited too long to ask him anything. But, you know, I'm really glad he came today. And he drove up. It was a little further than I thought, and I got a little bit nervous as we started because I was like, oh my God, I've never found it. And then other than panic in the car, like, oh my God, I'm going to be late, you know, because I'm like, and it ended up being a really good day and good seeing everybody. And you know, take the suggestions, do what is taught, and meeting makers make it. You know, the other thing, men with men, women with women. Yeah, that's my biggest, one of my biggest. And again, it's just my opinion. Just my opinion. I don't care if you're straight, you're gay. Men and men and women do not think the same. A man and a woman does not think the same. Men and it's just not for me. That's just how I see it. And you sit back and you watch, and the people that do that, you see what happens. But again, that's their journey. That's where they have to go, and they have to figure it out on their own. People that I sponsor, they know who I am. Sometimes I look down and think they hung up on me. You know, did you hang up on me, you know? All I can say today is that I enjoy my life today. I try to do it to the best of my ability. Nobody's perfect. You know, have a good day, everybody, and enjoy your day. Give yourselves a break.